The Lord be with you. Read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you. For the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Feast Day of St. Luke, I like to preach in this way, giving you a biographical sketch of the person, and then I'd like to give you the content of his teaching. Last night I gave a biographical sketch of Saint Jacinta, and then I gave the message that God gave to this great little saint. Okay, Saint Luke, the word Luke means light. In Italian, luce. In Spanish, luz. So his name means light. I think that's very indicative of what he gave to the world. A lot of light. Okay, Matthew, Mark, and John were Jews. Luke was a Greek. So there's a really big, there's a big difference in that. Okay, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Luke was not a Jew, he was a Greek. Of all of the writers in the Bible, Luke was one of the most talented. Many talents. Luke was actually, he was a doctor.
Yeah.
Hopefully your patron. He was a physician. St. Paul called him, "Luke, my dear and glorious physician." Luke was a painter. We got some Filipinos here. What is the most famous image of Mary in your country? Painted by St. Luke, according to tradition. Did you know that? Yeah. So you attribute a Lady of Perpetual Help to St. Luke. How about that? We have it in our sacristy. I think it's one of the most beautiful images ever seen. The one we have in our sacristy. We had one in our chapel, but I sent it to my mother for a birthday gift. No, so we no longer have that anymore. So it's in Florida where my mother is admiring it now. St. Luke was a writer. I'm a writer too. I have to admit, I am. But the best style you have in the Bible. If any of you appreciate writing, Luke is about the best. If you've ever studied American literature, St. Mark is like Hemingway. St. Luke is like Faulkner. Those are the two greatest writers in the 20th century in the United States. William Faulkner is like St. Luke. very descriptive in images, and whereas Mark is like a journalist. St. Luke also was a missionary, and he was a companion to St. Paul. St. Luke was a... So there we have a brief thumbnail biographical sketch of St. Luke. He wrote the third gospel, but also he wrote the book that follows St. John. It's called the Acts of the Apostles. That is also attributed to St. Luke. So let's go through some of the doctrinal themes of St. Luke. He's given us some of the most beautiful stories in the history of the world. These stories are called parables. Okay? Now the other Gospels have parables, but only in St. Luke you have probably the two most famous parables in the world. And St. Luke, with his literary flair, literary genius, gives so many beautiful details. They are Luke chapter 10 and 15. Any Protestants here? You probably, no, okay. So you wouldn't know, okay? Okay, Luke chapter 10, it's called the Parable of the Good Samaritan. That's only Luke. Matthew, Mark, and John do not have that. And then what was the greatest story ever written? Luke chapter 15, which would be? Hello, anyone home? The parable of the prodigal son. I give it a new interpretation. The parable of the merciful father. Amen? Parable of the prodigal son or the merciful father. So with respect to literary expertise in writing stories, Luke is the best. He's the best. Also, he's the gospel that really promotes the development of woman. There are many different women that appear in the gospels and always seen in a favorable light. He's also the gospel of the poor, emphasizing the great love that Jesus had for the poor, the marginalized, the suffering, the rejected, the forgotten, the abandoned, the gospel of the poor. Also, he places a lot of emphasis on the person of the Holy Spirit. If you don't believe me, you're looking at me with jaundiced eyes or skeptical. What's the fourth joyful mystery? Do any of you know? What do you have there? Simeon two times, moved by the Holy Spirit said to him. Very interesting. Very interesting. It's also the gospel of prayer. Not to say the other gospels don't mention prayer. Before every important event in the life of Jesus, what is he doing? He's praying. There in the baptism, he's praying. Before he chooses the apostles, he's praying. In the Luke gospel, we have the Our Father. And do any of you know what you have in Luke chapter 18? No, we're not Protestants. Okay, Luke chapter 18, you have two of the parables that the Catechism of the Catholic Church has placed as models, which would be the parable of the insistent widow and the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. What is the message of the parable of the insistent widow? We have to persevere in prayer. Right? Si, Padre. Okay? Also, what is the parable of the Pharisee and the publican? What does that mean? If you want to pray well, you have to be humble. Amen? And only St. Luke has this. I say it's in my top five favorite. The disciples on the road to Emmaus. That's only Luke. Remember that passage? Luke chapter 24? Not 25 because you don't have 25 chapters, okay? They're walking toward Emmaus. Cleophas and the unknown disciple who's not mentioned. Guess who that was? It's called to be, it should be Fanny, and it should be Mimi, and it should be Lauren, and it should be Father Broom. Have you done the exercises with me? You forgot about that, huh? You forgot about that, okay. I'm being a little bit tricky this morning, facetious. It was probably Luke. Probably Luke. But we're called to be that disciple walking with Jesus to the road of Emmaus. So these are the basic biblical themes, and the Acts of the Apostles, David, is known as the Gospel of the Holy Spirit. So if you really want to get to know the Holy Spirit, read the Acts of the Apostles. Okay, with your permission, hopefully, I'd like to end with a story. When I was about 13 and my older brother 14, my parents insisted that we had to read in the summer. We really didn't like to read that much, but once we started to read when we were about your age, we fell in love with reading. And guess what? My mom gave to me, we both started to read Taylor Caldwell. He was a very famous Christian Catholic novelist. And I read The Great Lion of God, which is St. Paul. And my older brother, who is a doctor like you, he's a physician, he's a surgeon too. He read the life of St. Luke, which is the dear and glorious physician. 50 years ago, I have a pretty good memory, I remember we were sitting at breakfast, and my mom and my brother were talking about one chapter in that, it's fiction, but there's some detail, but there's some fiction in it. One chapter in the book of St. Luke. And I think every doctor should read this. And it's the story of this black man who was very, very sick. And he went to all these doctors. This is the time of Jesus. And he got worse and worse and worse. Someone told him about St. Luke, that he was not only a doctor, but he was a very good person. So this man sought out St. Luke, found him, and then as soon as St. Luke sees him, he looks at him with love. He doesn't say, how much money do you have? No. How much money do you have? No. He looks at him with love. What's your name? Where are you from? Who's your spouse? What do you like? What are your talents? And after showing him love, the man was healed. He was healed. So there was really no physical ailment, simply that no one ever showed him love. No one ever showed him love. If you're a doctor or physician or nurse, never forget, you got to be competent, but you got to show love. Those are the best physicians in the world. And that's why St. Luke, and that's why Jesus, were the best physicians in the world because they loved. Amen.